Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. She joins us every week at this time. The segment is called Lawyer Up. She goes inside at least 3-4 legal cases, solves them all, and she's with us today as usual. Lisa, hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well. Thank you. Chess Grandmaster Hans Niemann has filed a $100 million lawsuit against world champion Magnus Carlsen and others for defamatory statements claiming that Niemann cheated in competition. He's admitted to cheating twice when he was much younger, like 12 and 15. Now the allegations are that he cheated by either having an earpiece in his ear to tell him, make this move or don't make that move,
or
that he put anal beads up his rectum and had him buzz when he was reaching for the wrong chess piece. Okay.
You love this, don't you?
Niemann is only 19. But he says his reputation has been ruined forever. He's even suing against chess.com, which has been in on this. You know, he's playing some of these matches online. Lisa, the world of high-stakes chess has never been more interesting than it is right now.
On the edge of our seats.
I went down such a rabbit hole researching this story. Yes. I knew the answer immediately upon reading the headline, but read for an hour just to hear all the gory details.
Exactly. Tell us. Yeah. What do we have?
So it's fascinating. My first reaction was, how the heck do you cheat in chess, right? Because everybody's watching. But here, obviously, you know, as you've explained, what they use is artificial intelligence that will be 100% successful every time. No one can beat these AI chess apps. Mm-hmm. And so what this guy has already admitted to was online. He would use an app, and they can tell, it used to be the way they could tell there would be a certain delay, and it was always the same delay, which is how long it takes you to switch to the app, ask it what to do, and go back on, right? And then they got wise to that, and they have, when you do these online tournaments, there's a lot of money at stake, you know, and they have these, now they have these cheating devices that they can tell if people are cheating online. But what they're saying, like you said, that he did in person, was somebody using the AI device remotely, watching him and buzzing his anal beads, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
Two buzzes is knight.
Yeah, yeah.
Three buzzes is rook.
If you were playing, you wouldn't be laughing.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why if you look at all the pictures of him, you know, why he looks so uncomfortable. Right. Now, I think he's just like, ooh, that was a little
My God, what if he likes it? What if he's making the wrong move intentionally? Give him a little thrill.
Hit your prostate.
Good Lord.
Checkmate.
God, he's moved his queen. He's brought his queen out early.
Take my king.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, what do you like more, the game or the butt play?
But now, to the young man's defense, he will always be known until the earth cools and our generation is gone as the anal bead chess cheater.
Yes.
That's why he's suing. He's like, you all have ruined my reputation. He said, I'll play completely naked. They say, it doesn't matter. You'll have him shoved right up there where we can't see him. Doesn't matter playing naked.
He also have a full body cavity check before he goes out the next time. No, but this guy, he's the problem that he has, you know, is that number one, he's a public figure, and so the level of the standard of care for defamation is a very high, hard burden for him to meet. He has to show that they acted with actual malice, and this is a guy who has confessed to cheating. And the Chess Association did a thing that they call the Niemann Report on all of the instances where they think he's cheated for years.
They use his name. The Niemann Report.
Right. So I think he's going to have a hard time because he's kind of a, you know, self-proclaimed cheater. He's going and the Niemann Report is out there looming, showing that he cheated. He's going to have a hard time proving that there was malice in a cheating accusation against him.
His moves are called the Anal Advantage. The Niemann Report. Wow.
If you were this young man and clearly dealing with the circumstances that you are, it appears, as Lisa said, that he's not going to be successful in his lawsuit. And an adult toy company comes to you and says, would you like to put your name on some butt beads? Do you take that money?
I need to endorse some Niemann beads,
And half the beads would be black and half would be white.
Yes.
And then you'd have a chess component to it. Of course, that's what you're doing.
Right.
Or like they'd be little knights and rooks.
That might hurt.
I don't know. I'm not into that.
I think you don't want shapes.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, the king's got a big cross on top.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. And by that, I mean chess. I don't play.
I don't know the pieces.
I don't play the game.
A string of anal beads called Neiman's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Neiman's Gambit.
They're great. They're all bishops.
Yeah, that's good. Smooth top.
Exactly. You know, I
not for the church.
I'll tell you. I had an embarrassing moment, Lisa. I was playing pickleball with some gentlemen. And that's the embarrassing moment. And afterwards, we were talking about cheating and high class. And somebody said, oh, did you hear about this chess guy? And I just said, anal beads. But they didn't know that detail of the story. So they're like, who's this dude?
He's just yelling anal beads.
I'm just yelling anal beads.
The rain man.
Start the car. How ridiculous. Of course, they just raced away, naturally. There's another. This lawsuit is very similar to the Texas Pete lawsuit we chronicled last week. There was a gentleman out in California who bought Texas Pete, assuming it was made in the state of Texas. It's not. It's made in North Carolina. So he's suing Texas Pete. Now, different gentleman is trying to sue Italy's number one brand of pasta, Barilla. That's what they put on every box and in their marketing. Italy's number one brand of pasta. It's made in New York and Iowa, not in Italy. So they're challenging that. I think that marketing works. I always buy that brand. I think it's the best. But I think the only reason I think it's the best is because I thought it was from Italy.
The name and the color of the box.
Yes. And yeah, the marketing.
The box has the Italian flag colors on it. Yes. Yeah, it's pretty. I think this case is different than the Texas Pete case. Because when you buy pasta and you're looking to buy Italian pasta, that's because wheat in Italy is different. It's not, you know, Monsanto, you know, it's different.
Yes.
And it tastes different. And so here they're implying and misleading the consumer into thinking that this is wheat that is produced in Italy. And that is a thing that you're looking for, like looking for a wine from a certain mm-hmm. region. You're looking for pasta from a certain region. Mm-hmm. And that's what this guy's beef was with this. He said, look, I was looking for actual Italian wheat pasta, and this is what this looks like it is. And I find out there's nothing about this company connected to Italy. Mm-hmm. It's headquartered in Illinois, made in Iowa and New York, not Italian. And the wheat is the same old Monsanto wheat that's all over the United States.
I am surprised to hear you say that. I thought it would fall exactly down the line of the Texas Pete case, which is...
Yeah, and there's... Well, the court's already kind of given a little hint that they think there's some legitimacy to it because the Barilla people filed a motion to dismiss, and the judge said, no, there could be... There's a possibility that a reasonable consumer was misled by this. We're going to let a jury decide.
Now, by saying Italy's number one brand of pasta, could I just mean that more Italians buy this pasta than the other brands? And are they accurate in that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, is that really the number one brand in Italy? I doubt it, but okay. I could not really see any statistics on that. So I think that may also be part of, you know, the misleading is that it's really probably not the number one brand, considering Italians are probably buying actual Italian pasta. Exactly. Rather than the knockoff American stuff.
Exactly. But this was at one point an Italian company, yes?
Barilla was a family that owned a small shop. Yes. Right. It was a family that owned a small shop in Italy, but like many companies here that started that way, they actually ended up immigrating to the United States, and that's where it really took off, and they really went big.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're next door to the Genco Olive Oil Company. Godfather reference.
That's right. Ooh, that is Godfather. Yeah. You know, I used to work on a pop radio station, and we called ourselves the number one hit music station. And we were not. We were.
Still aren't.
We were. Well,
how'd you get around it?
Soundly. We just said it and never. And I, and, you know, here I was 18 years old, okay, working. And we called our, every time we opened the mic, cracked the mic, I'd say the number one hit music station. But it pained me because I knew we were losing in the ratings to Kiss FM. So I finally said to our program director, I said, you know, we're not number one in the ratings.
Close the door.
Did you get handed a white box and a pink slip?
That's right.
Have a seat.
I haven't worked in pop radio since. They don't. Yeah. The programs director said to me, we're not talking about ratings here, are we? We're talking about work ethic. We're talking about first in new music. We're talking about freshest.
It actually says it on the air. It says number one.
Number one in new music.
We are not the number one hit music station. I had a hard time saying it. No. Very difficult for me because I tell the truth. You know, I just don't do that. I just don't do that. I refuse. This is celebrity. There's a celebrity aspect to the next story. Cardi B is facing trial from a man accusing the rapper of misusing his tattoo on her mixtape cover. If you're unfamiliar with...
Wait.
That's right. That's right. It's confusing.
What?
First, if you don't know Cardi B, we've played her before. She's the rap star who's lactose intolerant.
Bitch, let me tell you how I can't drink whole milk no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm lactose intolerant, bitch. I drink whole milk. I've been having diarrhea for 3 days straight. I'm farting up a storm. It just, you know what? It's just not working out. You know, I feel like after you turn like 22, your body starts changing. So, you know, I drink lactate milk. And look what they sent me. You know I made it when they sent me a bedazzle, a bowl of cereal, a bowl. And you want to know something? This is the perfect, like, this is the perfect bowl. It's like it's not too much cereal. Not too much milk balance well. Bitch!
That's Cardi B. Cardi B.
Oh, you gotta love her. That's a little TMI about her diarrhea, though.
Yeah.
Well.
Lisa, would you concur that your body goes through changes after the age of 22?
I'm more like after the age of 50, but yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never heard an adult so perplexed by the word bowl.
Right.
It's a simple vessel.
One of the oldest.
Yeah. She knows, bitch.
I think there was. Yeah. There are bowls on the Last Supper. That's what Jesus and his boys were drinking and eating out of.
But they didn't hold cereal.
So that's a good point.
No.
That's a very good point.
And hers probably holds more weed than cereal.
I'd say probably so. Well, here's why she's facing a lawsuit. There's a guy named Kevin Michael Brophy, and he is suing Cardi B a $5 million copyright infringement lawsuit in Southern California. His attorneys say that his life was disrupted, and he has suffered severe distress because his tattoo, which he says is unique, it's on his back and has been out there online. She took that, or whoever made the cover of her new mixtape, took that tattoo, put it on the back of someone else, and that person is on the cover of her mixtape, pleasuring a woman orally. And everybody comes up to this guy. Yeah, this guy Brophy, and says, hey, man, I saw you between the legs on Cardi B's tape. And he's like, what? You know?
Right.
Says he can't get away from it. So he didn't give permission for her to use the tattoo, but it was out there online. And they're saying, well, that's, you know, we can do that. We can go and take that.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, what's the answer here? Is Cardi B going to lose some money over this?
Yeah, Cardi B's probably going to settle with this guy. Although, I don't know, she's not known for settling her lawsuits. She's been involved in a lot of them.
Yep.
And most recently, she won over $1 million in her own infringement case against, I think, like a YouTuber or somebody that was using her likeness. But here, I actually put these images, and then they're, you know, with a parental advisory on them, on my Instagram for Lanier Law Group and my Facebook. I'd love for people to look at them.
Chris Dim just saw him. I could see in his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wow. It's a wow. It's a great picture. Cardi B's all splayed back. She's got a Corona in her hand with her whole lips all wrapped around the bottle.
Mm.
And the dude's head is right down in her crotch. And all you see is, you know, his naked back with the tattoo.
And then
next to it, I put the poor guy, his tattoo was originally. And it looks just like it. I mean, it's a complete. So what he's alleging, and I think he's right, is that she just absolutely straight up photoshopped his tattoo onto the back of this model who did the shoot with her. And it's his tattoo. It was his art. She can't do that. She has to have his permission. She's using it for commercial gain. And his wife got really mad and didn't believe him that was not him.
Right. That's the other part of it.
More importantly.
Were you in a photo shoot with Cardi B? That's right.
What are you doing with her? Yeah.
Well, and let me...
She's going to tell me you didn't just service Cardi B.
How would I service Cardi B? It's right here. Yeah,
I got
his wife.
Cover of Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 1.
That's your back. That's your tattoo. And apparently this tattoo, here's the way he described it. He said, many once considered, and I once considered my back tattoo featuring a tiger battling a serpent to be a Michelangelo. Now it's raunchy and disgusting. And he hates what he's going through.
Yeah, it's definitely a tiger. You can see a snake and a tiger.
Yeah, that's what
now, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Cardi B's album cover, and Lisa, you can agree or disagree.
Yeah.
One's eye isn't drawn to the tattoo. You know, every work of art has what we call a focal point.
Okay. Yeah.
Not the focal point of the picture. No.
Would you call this a Michelangelo piece when you look at it? Would you say Michelangelo?
I would not.
You would not.
I mean,
all
it's
right.
it's yeah. detailed. I mean, he is. Mm-hmm. It looks
more
like a shirt.
A Hugh Hefner piece. It's more like you know.
Yeah. My goodness.
Not a Michelangelo.
The tattoo itself. I mean, it looks like he's wearing a shirt. There's no skin.
Oh, really?
Visible. I mean, it's all ink.
And that's apparently what his back actually looks
like.
But
it does look like the top of his neck on the actual man does not look like the top of the neck that Cardi B has her
and that's right.
clawed
that's exactly
hand
right.
wrapped around.
That's what Cardi B's attorneys are saying is, look, we used an African-American model. This dude, the original owner is white. And she says, look, we changed the tattoo. It's fair use. We altered it. And that's her defense. Fair use that it's a derivative work, which is allowed in copyright. But I think it's too similar. And one of her points was, look, in our drawing, we put the tattoo going up the guy's neck.
Okay. That's what she's going to hang her hat on there. Okay. Then you saw that. You
that's
noticed
like the
it.
Fifth thing I saw.
Do you think that do you think that is what the guy used with his wife? And let me ask you this, Lisa. If you were this man's wife, would you believe him if he said to you, that's not my back, that's not my tattoo?
We're not in the same state.
I've seen other images of the actual guy who has that on his back, and he's not cut like this guy. This guy has much. This guy's built.
Another slap in the face. Your Honor, my client is doughy.
Right.
Not cut like this guy. This guy's
why are these cabinets full of Corona and lactate?
Do you think Cardi B's attorney, instead of saying objection, just says, bitch?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Right.
Wow. Lisa Lanier.
Lisa.
From the anal beads to the oral. My goodness.
She can handle it all.
We rooted and tutored.
I have enjoyed this morning research and all that.
But you have. God bless you. These are billable hours.
Woo, bless you indeed.
Yeah. Doing yeoman's work.
Right to the razor's edge on all of these. Lisa Lanier's our official attorney. Listen, if you need her, go online, lanierlawgroup.com or hireaheavyweight.com. She's the best in the business, and we'll have her on again next week, of course, for Lawyer Up, and maybe before when we need her for legal matters. Lisa, great to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you bitches have a great weekend, too.